Okay, breakfast for champions, Henny on the wake up. Rolling up the loud, we wake, then we bake up. Overage over the play, got a bag to shake up. Pack a tray, 8 pearl handle, got it taped up. I'm low key, but my face up on the camera. Just last Thursday, the TNT jammed us. Knew about the peas, had us on Savannah's, but they ain't want the weed. They was looking for the hammers, damn. I made 10K with the Glock 9, but made about 50 more by that stop sign. Whoop. Nah, officer, it's not mine. Shit, I'd rather drop dead before I drop dimes. Brooklyn, I was resting by the bleachers. Lot of haters swore I fell off, so I was eager. Now I don't pick up less, it's by the feature. Brooklyn, dirty money, fresh up out the cleaners. Yeah, the plot thickens, a block nigga, the top hitter. With no badge, but a cop nigga. Big difference, we drive by them, we drive by on your block nigga. And then I steal out the door like shoplifters. 24-7 is a pack on us. I might roll up a spider if the wax on us. Hold up, yet still I got a rat mind. Jordan releases, see how I got him in line. I'm talking big links, chilling on the Cuban. Doper than the shit I used to cop off of Steuben. No game show, but the family started feuding, cause the shit was so dope. Everybody started mulin'. OT Rihanna, swagger, she light skinned. Mommy in designer, panda, that white linen. Doper than the bowl, I hit with the rice in it. Bold deck of phone cups, Henny with the ice in it. I'm it's Brooklyn, I'm trying to get my Fetty right. Them cold winter the nights posted by the deli, right? I might do Patron, it might be a Henny night. I'm blowing sticky bug cuds, running reds every light. See the bricks in the vehicle, they seasonal. Long sleeve cheese, got the wrist playing peekable. You see the view, top suites, I play the ticket. I'm zoning in, I'm kicking. Chuck Norris got it kicking, nigga. Hey yo, it's Brooklyn, was banging, bruh. Fresh out the pot, it's in the coffee. Wake them up, gem star plate. I'm scraping up to make enough, blow them out the frame. You get the picture, hang it up.
Yeah, son, that's what I'm talking about.
Shaolin shadow boxing and the Wu-Tang sword style. If what you say is true, the Shaolin and the Wu-Tang could be dangerous. Do you think your Wu-Tang sword can defeat me?
On guard. I'll let you try my Wu-Tang style.
Welcome back to episode 63 of the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. Today on the podcast, we're going to mix it up a little bit. You know, I kind of hit you with a lot of different things from a lot of different angles. I'll do news, I'll do politics, I'll do history, philosophy, and battle rap. I mean, I do a little bit of everything. I'm kind of an eclectic guy like that. I like to try to keep it interesting. It's kind of a reflection of me and, you know, my expression. You know, I'm into all types of stuff. You know, I have a firm belief that the more you learn about different things and topics and subjects, at some point, as you learn these different disciplines and subjects and topics, at some point they start connecting, interconnect with one another, and that's when life becomes really interesting, and that's when your knowledge really begins to grow, because you become a full-spectrum person, a 360-degree type person, where you have a full understanding of any subject matter, really, because you just have a well-rounded knowledge and background on things. So I like to mix it up a little bit and keep it interesting. So today on the podcast, first, I'd like to talk about where I'm at. I'm doing pretty well. I'm getting some good subscribers. I'm getting a good amount of listens. I'm on multiple platforms, like I'm on iTunes. I'm on Spotify. I'm on Google Play. I'm all over the place, and I have a subreddit, so I haven't gotten any activity on the subreddit, so it'd be nice to see some activity in that subreddit. Again, I'd appreciate emails, feedback would be great. Let's get into it. I like to try to keep it eclectic and talk about all types of topics and stuff like that. And in this episode, I'm going to mix it up. As you heard, I opened up with some Cortez out of Brooklyn from Murder Ave. Battle rapper out of, like I said, a battle rapper out of Brooklyn. He's one of my favorites, man. The dude really brings a message, you know. The dude is legit. Body. We're gonna mix in a little bit of my talk and some rap music, you know, so little clips of some people rapping. Just keep it interesting and keep the episode moving. Like I said, I did one episode on battle rap, which was Cortez versus Arsenal out of Newark. That was a really good battle. But I got a couple of things I'm going to mix in this episode. So, give you something to listen to and just keep it interesting. And again, see, the expressions I'm into. This battle rap, it's poetry, man. It's street poetry. Real shit, I was walking around thinking the other day, watching all of this stuff on Flat Earth and just everything that's going on in the news and the media with Donald Trump and QAnon and just everything, every angle that we're being hit with. And what I'm seeing is that we're basically getting it's gaslighting. And for those of you who don't know that term of gaslighting, it means when they turn the circumstances around you for you to think that you're going crazy or losing your mind or you're getting out of touch. So they'll just do tweaky little things around you, like it might be nighttime and they'll want you to think it's daytime, or just throw curveballs at you so that you think you're crazy. One person will ask you one thing, somebody else will say it's something completely opposite, and they'll run a little scam on you so that you think you're losing your mind. And that's basically what's happening with us, because it's pretty obvious from everything that we see. I'm not saying it's bad to buy into QAnon, or it's not bad to listen to a lot of this rhetoric and information that's on YouTube. Donald Trump is good, he's bad, he's the devil, he's Satan, he's God. It's okay to listen to it and get into it to some degree, follow it, but understand that at the end of the day, this is all external forces, and I'm going to have to say the satanic forces that are running this planet. I'm going to do a podcast on that at a later time. So really you need to keep yourself centered and understand really what's happening right now. They're throwing a lot of curveballs that they want you to swing at, so you can swing and miss, and you know how it goes, you're going to strike out. So keep yourself centered. If you're going to listen to something or buy into something, never buy into anything really 100%, to a full degree. Really the only thing that you could buy into, wholeheartedly is yourself. So there's a lot of shit going on right now, and you just have to be very careful about it. So I'm rambling. I was in the mall and I walked into a sneaker shop. And I look around, I don't buy expensive sneakers. If I get something, I'll spend $40 on a pair of sneakers, $50, something decent. But, as long as it's a good functional sneaker, maybe a brand name, I'll buy a little brand name sneaker, but I'm not a retard where I'm going to waste my money. But it's a Foot Locker I walked into over here in Jersey. And, I'm looking at the walls and they have LeBron James just splattered up there like he's a deity, like he's a god. And a lot of these ball plays. And I used to really follow basketball, but I stopped following basketball when the Knicks lost to the Indiana Pacers. And the Knicks re-signed Patrick Ewing and they re-signed Allen Houston, both to 10-year, $100 million contracts. And that was the point in time that the Knicks should have let them go and rebuilt a young team. And when they re-signed each of these players, respectively, Patrick Ewing and Allen Houston, for 10-year contract, $100 million, I stopped watching sports. The only thing I watched now is a little USC, a little MMA, some Thai kickboxing, some regular boxing, which I enjoy. I kind of enjoy the battle sports, the combat sports. But I'm kind of getting turned off to those too, just for a number of reasons. But they are very pure, and that's one of the reasons why I like them. Anyway, I digress. I'm walking in the store, and I'm seeing all of these NBA players, and they have them splattered up there like they're gods. And what's happening is these young kids come in, and the first thing that's going to hit their brain is they see these idols and these deities up on the wall. And understand something. These guys are playing a child sport. They're playing basketball. I'm not sure how much you're going to get. Unless if you're getting signed by some big team, getting paid millions of dollars. Outside of that, it's a child's game. And everybody's buying into it. They're buying the jerseys and they're wasting all of this money and their time following these teams that are fruitless to them. Basically, not only is it fruitless, it's dragging them down and wasting their time. Nothing against watching the game or following a team, looking at it. But some of these people devote their lives to it and a lot of money into it. So I'm looking, like I said, I'm looking at these posters and these pictures, and you know, they're all different positions, like their royalty and, you know, their deities. And when a kid sees this, the first thing that I guess comes into his mind, he's getting gaslit. He's going to say, well, if I buy these sneakers for $200, I'm going to be more like LeBron James. So that when people see my sneakers, then I'm in that same paradigm with, you know, LeBron. And this is going to elevate me as an individual. When all you're doing is giving up your money like a big dummy so that LeBron can get richer and you can just get a little bit poorer. Right? So it makes no sense. I would like for them to go to Barnes & Noble and start putting pictures up there of, you know, real martyrs and real, you know, maybe a little Malcolm X, or put up some, you know, let's say Nikola Tesla or somebody that really had an impact on history. You know, that would be real positive for people to look up to that. And instead of buying some expensive sneakers, maybe, you know, buy a couple of books and learn and read. So that's my opinion. But we're getting gaslit from every angle. And they're getting the kids while they're young, you know, even with the cartoons and the shows that are on these days. It's just really, if you really observe it and see it, what they're doing is it's a form of mind control where they're getting at these kids when they're young so that they can want to follow what's being downloaded into their brain. It's like they're getting instructed on how to think, act, react. And it's frightening for these kids, man. If you have a kid, really try not to let them watch TV, too much TV or no TV at all if you can help it. Unless if it's some educational stuff. Again, there's one or two TV shows I'll watch. I watch TV maybe a total of 2 or 3 hours a month, if that. But you got to be very careful. So yeah, they're worshiping these athletes like they're deities. And it's not a good thing at all, man. You know, this kind of resonates with the whole flat earth, which again is like they want you to buy into the earth being flat just so that they can just laugh behind the scenes and say, look at these dummies, we got them believing that the earth is flat. You can disprove flat earth, just look up at the moon, it's round, and you could see in the phases of the moon how it's a sphere, just the way the light is hitting it. When it's a crescent, it's obviously just being hit on the edge on an angle, so that's all you can see. It's round. I mean, you'd have to be retarded to believe the earth is flat. I mean, I'm kind of sick of this. They even sick of it, they waste their breath talking about it. It's stupid. And then the Sarah Jung with the whole, you know, belittling and just demonizing the white man. White people in general, but specifically the white man. I was watching a commercial on some chicken. I forget which one it is. Popeye's chicken, I think it is. And, you know, they have the female lady. She's a black lady, and she's the chef. And she's, oh, I have my Popeye's chicken with the 50 spices and all this and that. And then we have, oh, what do we have over here? And then it's a white dude at the table, and, like, he's falling all over himself and spills the ketchup all over everything, and, like, they taste his chicken, and it's garbage. And, you know, it's a small commercial, and I could understand it, but this is basically a pattern that you're seeing repeated over and over again everywhere that you look. I haven't seen anything yet that puts, you know, a white dude in a positive light. You know, again, I'm Puerto Rican. I don't buy into any of that racial labeling stuff or identity politics. I don't buy into it, but it bothers me. It bothers me. And it's done for a reason. You know, they want to divide and conquer and separate the family, as I said. The big thing right now is to separate the family, break up the family so that they can have control over us. So, yeah, man, I kind of rambled on a little bit here. We're gonna go into like another musical selection, and I'm going to come back at the other end of this. So, check it.
How about a positive LSD story? That would be newsworthy, don't you think? Anybody think that just once to hear a positive LSD story? Today, a young man on acid realized that all matter is merely energy condensed to a slow vibration, that we are all one consciousness experiencing itself subjectively. There is no such thing as death. Life is only a dream, and we are the imagination of ourselves. Here's Tom with the weather.
They know what it is, all lies on my face. Whole team beat them niggas, dog, don't get in the way. I'ma stay shining like the burn in your face. Turn a good time to a very bad day. Whole team on the grind, niggas trying to get paid. Hard like a blood nigga, trying to get stained. They know that it's real, I got the whole city reppin'. I'ma pop off, you soft, get to steppin'. Got new haters, I just wanna say what's up, you're doing a good job. Keep it up, I'm that nigga, my nigga, why you hating on us? I'm just trying to get bread, stay up out of them cuffs. Fuck your ugly ass bitch, dawg, I'm good with what I got. She got a man, I don't fuck her, I just let her give me top. Fucking with a nigga that was fucking with the block. Fuck around with me, nigga, you gon' get rocked. Put my flag on the top, got my mind off the block. Won a couple mil laws, put my whole fam on. Ain't complaining, I'm just saying. Shit getting hard, niggas playing. I ain't gaming, turn the Xbox off. We pull the rock hard, ready to pop off. Cops said freeze, my nigga, I took off. Fence at the fence, got low in the yard. Waited for the night, blended in with the fog. Shout out to my moms, birthed a real nigga. Fuck with the squad, cause I don't feel niggas. I tell you who I'm with, I ain't no pussy ass nigga. You don't fuck with them, then it's fuck you, nigga. Too grown for this shit, I just wanna fall back. Can't trust the soul, anybody get smacked. Niggas so fake, you gotta earn my dap. I keep it too real, guess I wasn't meant to rap. BNF, Eastside, you already know, stay rapping.
CMD stand up, pound that.
When I die, fuck it, I wanna go to hell. Cause I'm a piece of shit, it ain't hard to fucking tell. It don't make sense going to heaven with the goody goodies dressed in white. I like black Timbs and black hoodies. God'll probably have me on some real strict shit. No sleeping all day, no getting my dick licked. Hanging with the goody goodies, lounging in paradise. Fuck that shit, I wanna tote guns and shoot dice. All my life, I've been considered as the worst. Lying to my mother, even stealing out a purse. Crime after crime, from drugs to extortion. I know my mother wish she got a fucking abortion. She don't even love me like she did when I was younger. Sucking on her chest just to stop my fucking hunger. I wonder if I died, would tears come to her eyes? Forgive me for my disrespect, forgive me for my lies. My baby mother's 8 months, her little sister's too. Who's to blame for both of them? I swear to God, I wanna just slip my wrist and end this bullshit. Throw the magnum to my head, threaten to pull shit. And squeeze until the bed's completely red. I'm glad I'm dead, I'm worthless fucking Buddha head. The stress is building up, I can't believe suicide's on my fucking mind. I wanna leave, I swear to God, I feel like death is fucking calling me. Nah, you wouldn't understand.
Nigga, talk to me, please, man.
You see, it's kinda like the crack did the Pookie and New Jack. Except when I cross over, it ain't no coming back. Should I die on the train track like Rainbow and Beach Street? People at the funeral frontin' like they miss me. My baby mama kissed me, but she glad I'm gone. She know me and her sister had something going on. I reached my peak, I can't speak. Call my nigga Cheek, tell him that my will is weak. I'm sick of niggas lying, I'm sick of bitches haunting. Matter of fact, I'm sick of talking.
Punchline or a verb, then I'ma get this nigga clips. Been perfect with my body bags. That's Johnny from Goodfellas. Add his name to the list. Cause you see a Don dead in the Cadillac and left sitting on bricks. Oh. Homie, my style's a mix of a crossover from AI, a pass from Bob Cousy, a Martin Luther King speech, Malcolm X Koofy, Tupac Bandana, Biggie Small Cool G, Rakim Jane, Ice Cube before the movie. Chance for for survival or God can revive you. When I run up beside you, bang, it shouldn't surprise you. You better start praying to Michael and all the disciples when I give John 38, but not a verse from the Bible. I'm doing this for Lotta Zay and my nigga that you made that decision in the A. I'm doing this for Hollow the Dawn because he a bitch nigga still running with his name. Oh. But if you try that black and white flip, think a white man can't jump and see if he feel the same. Because remember, Sidney had to throw the alley-oop up for that white boy to win the game. Oh. You can clap for your pops in your back room, potato-sized back room, when I put the Mac to him. Brrr, sound like I sent 100 messages in a URL chat room.
Oh. Let's go.
Tons.
The world is like a ride at an amusement park, and when you choose to go on it, you think it's real, because that's how powerful our minds are. And the ride goes up and down and round, it has thrills and chills, and it's very brightly colored, and it's very loud, and it's fun for a while. Some people have been on the ride for a long time, and they begin to question, is this real, or is this just a ride? And other people have remembered, and they come back to us, and they say, hey, don't worry, don't be afraid, ever, because this is just a ride, and we kill those people. We have a lot invested in this ride. Shut him up! Look at my furrows of worry. Look at my big bank account and my family. This has to be real. It's just a ride. But we always kill those good guys who try and tell us that. You ever notice that? And let the demons run amok? But it doesn't matter, because just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as one. Here's what we can do to change the world right now to a better ride. Take all that money we spend on weapons and defense each year and instead spend it feeding, clothing, and educating the poor of the world, which it would many times over, not one human being excluded, and we can explore space together, both inner and outer, forever in peace.
I'm feeling like Rakim, I'm thinking of a master plan. Cause all I see is death in the streets that I be stepping on. Sad to say, niggas getting killed over petty shit. And nowadays, ain't nobody safe, kids getting hit. But they don't wanna hear this real shit, that's a no-no. They rather hear me rap about the cars going skirt-skirt. They don't wanna hear about the struggle, ain't it obvious? Yeah. They rather hear me rap about the drugs getting high. I never took a trip or flew around inside an airplane. The only time I ever took flight is when the law came. Us versus the system, got the upper hand. Why you think when niggas go to jail, they try to keep it? It's like the world about to go to war, but they don't care about it. Courtrooms doing niggas dirty, never hear about it. Parents losing babies to them bullets, dropping tears about it. Money, car, clothes, and my dad, I'm against about it. Land of the free, in the home of the brave, more like the land of injustice, in the home of the slave. They don't want to see you shining, getting money, getting paid. They'd rather see your parents crying while you laid off in the grave. I'm from Philadelphia, where niggas, they be murking at. It's hard to praise God when niggas shooting where the church is at. It's hard to get a job, so why the fuck you think we selling crack? It's hard to keep your life, cause every day a nigga take. Do you feel me?
So another thing that I'm noticing, you see it a lot on the news, you'll see that a young kid will go to class, you know, let's say he's in third grade or fifth grade or second grade, and he'll make like a, you know, like a gun, like he'll, his index finger and his thumb, like, you know, make a play gun or draw a picture of a gun, and right away they're going to bring him to counseling and put him on medication, and, you know, the parents get called in because, you know, he has a violent tendency, he might shoot people, you know, they're going to put him on some, like, whatever those medications that they put him on, Ritalin or whatever, because you have a troubled child, he starts getting documented, he needs to, you know, get some counseling, and obviously all of these things they're making money on. But the funny thing is this, that same kid that they, you know, he gets in trouble for drawing a picture of a gun. When that kid hits 18, a Marine recruiter is going to try to bring him in to become a Marine to kill people in lands that we have no business being in, killing poor people like themselves for their resources. But that's okay. And that's the gaslighting, man. That's what's happening right now. They, you know, violence is bad, and you know, fighting is bad and all of these things are bad, and you have to be all, you know, super friendly and what do they call it, like safe space snowflake type cream puff shit. But when you're 18, we're going to send you off to Iraq so you can kill some Muslims. You know, that's okay, because what they're doing with the Muslims and the people that we're conquesting and stealing the resources from, what they do is they paint them as villains on TV, so that automatically you associate them with fear. And, you know, as a result of you dealing with your fear and your, again, fear, because fear is what the state that they put us in, we have to go over there and kill them and then take the resources. But they don't mention the resource part. They just mentioned the, you know, the terrorist part. It's a possible terrorist plot. Everything is terrorism. They're trying to break the countries apart, too. If you look at what's happening in Europe, Europe doesn't even have leaders. They have a council of people that are not elected in, I forget, Geneva or one of these countries. And they basically make decisions for all of Europe. And what they're doing is, I have nothing against immigrants and immigrants going into Europe. I got love for all people. But you have to do it in a way where there's harmony and where the people get along. And that's not what's happening at all right now. We're having, all of Europe is being just shit upon and torn apart. Again, if you're going to, you know, if you have, and you know what, if we weren't blowing up the Middle East, they wouldn't have to have these migrants coming over there anyway, because the country would be okay, right? And it's just the whole paradigm. They're just dragging down the whole world and the whole planet. You know, the Europe, it's a nightmare what's going on over there as far as with the immigration and the fear that they're generating, you know, putting one class of people against another. You know, if you have immigrants, that, like I said, you should be able to have some kind of shelter for them to live and not have it where, you know, they're approaching people on the streets and threatening them and, you know, putting them in the light, because they're giving some of these immigrants the idea that it's okay for them to wreak havoc on the native population of their host country that they should be grateful for. So it's a combination of things. To begin with, we have no business going and blowing up their country, but the flip side, we're taking their resources. And then the flip side of it is, it's stupid of them to come to the host country and not act like a guest that appreciates, you know, the hospitality of being a guest in a foreign country, you know, and respecting the country that he's in and being grateful. So we're getting it from every angle. You know, I see it clear as day what's going on right now. And they're clearly trying to break up the family. Another way you could tell is, right now, if you have a single mom, or let's say you have a family that's not getting enough. Let's say you have a husband and a wife and they have two kids and they want to get assistance. The first thing that they tell the mom is, well, we can't provide assistance to you. You have a man in the house, so, you know, you have two incomes. So what do? They either get broken up or whatever ends up happening. You end up having a lot of single moms, and then they get assistance. So now they have to rely on that government dole, Big Daddy's, you know, benefit package for them to feed their family. And it does two things. You know, a lot of people get in a position where the economy is hard enough as it is. They say, hey, you know what, I'm going to take the easy ticket out and just, you know, have five kids so that I can get X amount of money. And, you know, I can get the shoes I want and kind of live, you know, this government charity, you know, lifestyle that I, you know, that I can have for myself. As opposed to encouraging people. I have a real simple solution. You know, you have some people that don't have work, and then you have other people that are having a hard time because they can't afford a babysitter to go to work. So why don't you take the person that's out of work and put them to work as a babysitter, basically for free, or give them a salary from the government, pay them to do something, take care of kids so other people can go to work, so they can take care of people that go to work, kids. You know, something like that. Or if you have, I mean, there's just so many different things going on right now. You know, the people that are out of work, you can put them to work making homes for homeless people. But that makes too much sense. The government is just wasting money. I forget how many billions. Actually, it's not even billions. It's trillions of dollars that they spend every year on war. You know, just killing people with these big multinational corporations. Rand Corporation and all of these big corporations just make money on war. It's disgusting, man. It's satanic is what it is. And then all of these government programs and these lobbyists that they just, just ripping us blind, man. It's like, it's a bunch of gangsters that we have right now in office. I'll just say it like that. And in the corporations, this is a fascism where the government and big business are together, and they're just putting it over on the working men, and they're just dragging the whole planet down. These are my views, man. These are my opinions, and I just have to say it. I'm at the age right now where I just got to speak my mind. You know, I'm tired of seeing it. I've been seeing this for 58 years, man. And it's sickening. And it's just getting worse and worse. It started when they assassinated JFK. That's when it started. But you have to know where to find your news. I go to Blacklisted News. I go to Zero Hedge. I listen to London Paul. He's on Rogue Money, I believe it is. There's a Jim Willie's kind of good. You know, he's a little kooky, but he has some really good news on the economy. He talks some crazy shit, but I listen to him sometimes. And another thing that I was looking at is this thing with the payday checks, where people, they're gonna need to borrow like an extra $50 to pay the rent or whatever, and it's a big scam just to put them in deeper debt. It's like predatory lending that's going on right now. I saw a documentary on it that was like really, really bad. This guy opened up a business on an Indian reservation so that he can run a payday money loan scam. And he was just putting all types of people into bankruptcy and just shattering and ruining lives. But that's allowed to go on, I guess, these days. So, you know what? I rambled enough on this topic. Let's get back into a couple of beats. And, yeah, man, I'll get into it on the other side.
What's poppin'? It's your boy, Fatal. How are you? We out here doing the damn thing, you know what I'm saying? In East State and all that. We call this shit BHME, between East State and AV. You know what I'm saying? These my niggas right here, Black Hole. You know what I'm saying? This how we do all. I said, do what I say, not do what I do. I fuck with so many bloods, niggas think I'm Don Moo. And I was raised by the thugs to tear your ass out the room. I got an OG shine cause I bang with the brim. If I ever picked a set, most def non-tech. Cause big guns mean big things like a big check. I'm a man before anything, my fan before anything. Disagree, guarantee, I'll let the semi ring. If your ass ain't with me, then you gotta come and get me, nigga. I'm BHME, so I'm not 550, nigga. Gotta be double my size to try to sit me, nigga. CEO, gotta be injured just to bench me, nigga. Fuck around and hear the whispers of doom, cause I'm with my bottle bitch, right hand and 10 goons. What the fuck? Fatal done crushed with the royal touch, king, queen, jack of trades, 10 niggas, the royal flush. Who give a fuck what you claim? Don't fuck with my mans. I'm thinking about killing these rappers that fuck with my fans. Now your ass is getting popped cause you fuck with my plans, and your friends is getting stumped until they part of the land. And I still fuck with Black Hole. That'll get your back fold. Black mob will get you robbed, and I could get you crack sold. Mm. Crack money, rap money, that'll make a stack low, and that's gat money. So go ahead and try to act bold, pussy. Uh-huh. Damn! Oh,
damn, ooh. You heard that?
Flashbacks to 83. That's when the war on drugs was the main topic. Then you skip to 85. That's when crack cocaine became profit. Mm-hmm. I'm a product of Reaganomics. You wasn't even born back then. I hate the logic, but you can't be called drugs if you wasn't made in the process. I need to talk to you, little nigga. He named himself drugs. That's wild disrespectful to how I was brought up, bro. I don't believe in your squad. I was raised in that trap house. A couple fiends lean on the wall. There was three keys by the hall. A couple G's by the door. Triple beams. I had to scale back. That's how I even the odds. I mean, you talking about that burner on the stove. You know when the pot it dissolves, then you stir it until it's cool. Then your wrist lock in the jaw. Then the fiends take a hit. Uh-huh. And they start locking their jaw. And then they be like, yeah, when I talk. Nigga, that means that raw numb in the vein got you holding your neck wrong. The bitches be sucking on glass dicks for a hit they be getting their neck on. Let the fiends keep coming right back, cause when I'm cooking, I be getting my chef on. But you don't have that same feel. Yo, Rock, this drug has been stepped on. I mean, that means it all makes sense. But it ain't a profit for me. That's why your lines,
don't hit because the product is cheap. I mean, now you fucking with a plug, nigga, just like that. By the way, I'm in a mix with Armin Hammers. Is you cut like that? Wordplay. Oh, you ain't figured that I was gonna come like that? I said it twice. I read up just so he can see how it come right back. Is drugs gonna tell me about drugs, my nigga? I done grind many nights. My mom's put me onto the grind. She had a fetty right. Her OG got rushed by the feds. She held it semi-tight and put two bricks in a bra right by her titties. Right now, what did she do? She gave it back to the plug the next day. She ain't the silly type. She knew that if she earned this trust, she'd get it any price.
She's serious.
This is all facts, my nigga. Now, what did the plug do? He threw her a couple. By 86, my mom's had the city hype. I'm talking about that butter. It used to stick to the jaw. You know, the Jiffy type. If 10 crack commandments was law, you'd be the Diddy type. Matter of fact, it's all a cycle, because nowadays we get charged the pedal. Oh, that's a city bike. Give me hype. Nigga, what is drugs going to tell me about drugs, my nigga? You got it wrong. What you know about a transaction with a pillowcase is in powder form? My dad was a junkie. Track marks around and out his form. My last image of him before he died was with a belt wrapped around his arm. Oh, yeah. What is drugs? How you gonna tell me about drugs? How you gonna tell me about drugs, nigga? Huh? Matter of fact, didn't Rico snitch on all these Maryland, D.C. niggas? He made it hot out here. OG, gorilla pimping. He took a block out here. Now, I ain't gonna disrespect y'all, because a couple of y'all niggas look like y'all might plot out here, and I'm on point. Because even Cam got shot out here. Drugs like a fucking idiot. Nigga, no one's flipping you and no one's whipping you. It's like they gassed you. It's the aroma off the jar. They blew smoke right into you. I mean, didn't you do a PG? You met Norbs well, didn't you? He went up like, hey, Norbs, my name's Drugs. Norbs is like, whoa, this kid is cool. His flow's so cynical. With a name like Drugs, it's oh so original. I mean, he might be the GOAT, no shit in you. No, the nigga said Drugs. Oh so typical. Bro, that's pitiful. No one's digging you. But, I mean, honestly, but since you want to fall for the bait, you get hooked like that. And since you want to be drugs, you'll get put in a bag. I mean, I'm from Brooklyn all day. We don't see BS. But you and I, we can throw the hands, my nigga. Because with these, we wet. But if you swing, I'm a weave each step and get them drug over the counter like CVS. Yeah. Jeez, my nigga, because in the streets we proven. And I met his baby moms, my nigga. She's a retired dyke, my nigga. She be hooping. He talk about, yo, Rock, I get bad bitches. My nigga, who he fooling? If a bitch swallow drugs, it only means she's muling. Now, niggas always talking crazy. Niggas always talking crazy, like, yo, son, I got it, yo. My product's unique, you know, I got it for cheap. But your main man's uncle's OG best friend who just got a plug up north probably got it from me. I be macking with the plug, my nigga. Cigar tasting sour, 5-star meals. I'm talking large steaks and flounder. I done been through it all, nigga. OT in a car chase for hours, all base and flour, large weight and powder. And he get his lifestyle from what? Scarface and power. Bro, stop with the fabrication or I gets the dumping. Hey, yo, I got it on deck. Copy, click. Now that's the best discussion. Cause real hustlers, we don't talk much on the phone. So at best, he frontin'. And that's why your career, well, it's down the drain. Drugs, like when the feds be rushing. Now, I told you I've been fired, 6 priors, nigga. I've been liars. And honestly, if drugs can OD off court without limb buyers, so move. I don't know where you're at. You know, D-Lon caught if he limp liars. I quit liars. I got a new slogan, bitch, so fuck you fakes, corny. Y'all keep doing what y'all do. Just stay the fuck away from me. It's Brooklyn. All day I keeps it trail for that. I lick a shot for PH because the real is back.
Yeah. Do it now. Do it now.
Word up, Wu-Tang up in this joint. Wu-Tang forever. Wu-Tang. 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 Wu-Tang forever. Wu-Tang forever. Wu-Tang forever. The resurrection in your sector. From Shaolin to the holy city of Mecca. Yo, yo, assassination, vaccinations, poor education, infatuation with Satan, real global nation, taxation, Bible optic, microscopic, biological germ, mad cow, burger on the market, chaplain of your starship. I never departed once I started to explore these regions that was uncharted. Leave your heart broken. Yo, I stand tall like buildings on Van Dykes or mics. Beast strike like a noisy four train late night. Chase got New York feeling like we out of state. Can't smoke a bone in the staircase without getting chased. Penny candy poisonous rappers. Best to chill or get your head gas. Lemon head, sour patch kids. Best to grab a lightsaber. I drug break ya, Boston bake ya. Then plant my sunflower seed on every square acre. The beauty of my nature shown through Sequoia or Mecca. When I made myself equality known to my reflector. Stay in your playpen, boy, and battle for your formula and prize. You pacify this lullaby from the black butterfly. This metamorphosis as the king takes his office. Keep my planets in orbit, never forfeit or quit. Move forward, I talk with the awkward slang. I walk with the Wu-Tang jam. Heavy thoughts can't be held down by the laws of gravity. Watch for the llama in the temple trying to plot your tragedy. And gain rank with the high officials at the banquet for attempting to hijack the Wu-Tang mansion under his blanket. Can't interpret cause your brain is short circuit. This dumbness led to body numbness. Try to come amongst us. What's your angle, rectangle or triangle? As my truth is square drains you of your power. The death angel strangles you like a weed choking a helpless flower. You cower. You feel the power of the final shower.
I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Did a little variation on the theme here. Switched it up a little bit. Because I know on most of my podcasts I just do, you know, my little 8 minutes of dialogue and I go into a track. But I'm starting to feel comfortable in my skin now doing this podcasting. So I'm going to start mixing it up and putting a little bit more dialogue into it and some of my own personality and my own expression into it. So hopefully you enjoyed this podcast with the music and the beats. I'm going to do, as a matter of fact, I'm probably going to do about three of them in this format where I'm doing some music and talking and some rap beats and stuff like that. Matter of fact, what you heard on this is some cats from Camden, which is right outside of Philly. And it's a little known town, but it's like some hardcore urban shit going down over there right outside of Philly. It's real similar to Philly, the whole flavor over there. But the one thing I notice about the guys rapping in Camden is that shit is raw, man. And that shit is really, really legit shit. You know, they nice over there, man. They really, really nice. They know what they're doing. And they're bringing that real shit, you know. Not this bullshit that we hear on the radio. This Drake bullshit. So, again, hopefully you like this episode and you know, the flavor I was kicking here today. And keep listening. Shoot me an email. And, yeah. So, I'm going to close it out with a nice beat, and we'll go from there. Later. Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. I like to cover topics from ancient history, great leaders and generals from the past, and I also like to talk about self-realization, truth, critical thinking, and strategic spirituality. Outside the box, nonconformist. I'm here to shatter the myths of the mainstream media and the beta sheeple narrative. Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. My email address is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. My website is alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com. And my subreddit is reddit.com/r/alphamalebuddhist. That's my subreddit where you can comment and interact with other listeners. And it's a great forum to sit and have an open dialogue. So, again, thank you for listening, and namaste.